Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Stu's your daddy. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback that went on to call 8 more as a broadcaster before being replaced by a guy who won a grand total of 2 playoff games in his entire career. And he's a real life PFT commenter who once appeared as a guest on the same radio show every day for 14 straight weeks. Phil and Chris Sims. He's a lifelong Red Sox fan who prematurely opened a bottle of champagne in the stands during Game 6 of the 1986 World Series, only to see the Mets come back and win. And he's an aggressively lazy radio and podcast host who farms out all of his work to people like me, Bob and John Wiener. And now, here's the host of our game, Frank Caliendo.
Thanks, Jim. Welcome to another edition of Stu's Your Daddy, where we play cats in the cradle until somebody cries. Somebody wrote that for me. I have no ability to improv. All right, let's get started. We spoke with each of our 4 contestants individually to record their answers. We will begin with the fathers, Phil and Bob, because, as they say, age before beauty. Each correct answer is worth 5 points. Here we go, guys. Y'all ready?
Ready.
No, yeah. Didn't sound like it. All right. Question number 1. Phil, who did your son say was the better athlete, you or him?
Me.
Ooh, let's hear what he actually said.
It's a close one, but I'll give him the advantage.
Very nice of you, Chris.
That must have really hurt.
It did.
And who wrote the opening of this show? I want to punch him in the face.
Of course he's joking, everybody.
Yeah, right.
Nobody on this podcast would actually want to harm another human being. Okay. Bob, same question for you. All right, here we go. Just to remind you and our audience who might be worried about some type of physical travesty happening to another human being. Bob, who did your son say was the better athlete, you or him?
He said himself.
Oh, you got it right. All right. Good job. And unfortunately, I have forgotten what I need to do next. We just go to the next question?
You're supposed to play my answer.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. There it is. When Stugatz knows the rules more than the cheesy game show host, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's hard to be a game show host to do the right thing when you're drunk.
What are you going to do? Punch me in the face? Here, that's what's been going on.
Enough as it is.
All right, let's hear what he actually said.
He's going to say it's him because he is cocky and confident like I am. But he knows it's made an added bonus. Somewhere along the f***ing line, he's going to say, I'm a legend in my own mind.
Was I right or wrong? I don't even f***ing know.
I don't remember. It was so long ago. And I'm struggling with the rules, guys. That's a big issue with a game show host.
All right. Check it out. FrankPods.com.
There you go. Yeah, that's where Frank pays no attention to any rules because he makes them himself. All right.
Wait, Caliendo, hold on 1 second. Wait, what is the score here? Because Chris and Phil got theirs right. Stanley, did I get that right or no?
Actually, I think you got it wrong. I think you hit the wrong button.
You did hit the wrong button. I probably, as a game show host, should have corrected you, but I love everyone to have a good time. Stancic f***ing up the show more than me.
I'm just nervous that Phil's going to punch me in the face.
All of us.
Probably, and weirdly enough, probably my favorite part of the show so far. All right, you guys, let's regroup here for a second.
Yes, we're out of control. Let's settle this down.
All right, that's what we're doing.
Chris, Phil is very,
see,
very
what I had
feisty
to deal with
today.
When I grew up? I mean, people think it was a silver spoon upbringing. Now they know. It's
more of a silver knife.
Yeah, still reeling from the introduction. That was good.
All right, here we go. Question number 2. This one's for Bob. Bob,
yeah.
Which sport did your son say that you're second best at?
that I'm second best at.
Yes. Which sport did your son say that you're second best at?
I would say golf.
Oh, that sounded like a winner right there. Let's hear what he actually said.
All right, basketball was his best. Sweet little lefty jumper, played at Mount Vernon High School. He reminds me of it every f***ing day. A lot of NBA players came from that high school. My dad was not one of them because he was 5'1".
Hey, John,
his second best sport,
John,
golf.
If there was a three-point line back when I was playing, I would have been all world.
Yeah, we know. We know. And you might want to let the sound die before you start speaking, okay? Just a little Radio 101. But we all know you would have been all world, man. We know. We know.
Recalling Seth Shot Buford from the Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, guys.
A legend in his own mind, Frank, is what he is. Okay.
There you go. All right. This is same question for Phil. Which sport did your son say that you're second best at?
If he gets this wrong, then I'm going to hang up the phone.
Baseball. Punch him in the face, Phil.
Oh, better f***ing execution, man. What did he say?
I don't know.
What did he? I forgot my character.
You were a normal character. FrankPods.com. Check it out. FrankPods.com.
My second sport was baseball.
Correct. Yeah. Wow. Let's hear what he actually said.
Baseball.
Very short and sweet.
You know, I know how to make it work.
Can you elaborate anything on that, son? I mean, my gosh.
Well, you know what happened, Dad? I didn't realize that that part was going to be recorded. I had a busy day. I was working, and I did it from the car. So now I realize why they didn't want me to do it from the car, but I had shit to do, and I had no time. It was now or never. So I made them short and sweet.
Phil, it was kind of a timing route, and he read the coverage and just looked off the defender and just hit the spot. That's what you do. You throw it underneath.
Dad was a good baseball player. Cardinals, third base. Dad could play a little bit.
Phil, was there ever a time where you thought maybe baseball over football, just out of curiosity?
Yes. All the way till about my sophomore year in college, I said, okay, this is stupid. We got to quit living dreams in two sports. So it was football all the way.
All right. Chris, I'm going to allow you. Caliendo's going to hate that I'm doing this, but we are all aware of his many talents and his many voices.
Really?
So, Chris,
I thought you promised.
Frank, I'm telling you right now, if you're not going to do voices, listen, if you're going to challenge me on this, I'm going to stop promoting FrankPods.com. You got
whatever
it?
Whatever voice you want. Let me know. Let me know. I'll
all
just,
right. All right, give it, ask the next question, a little John Madden. I've seen your act before. It's a good, I like John Madden. That's great.
All right. Oh. I was going to let Chris choose, but Phil, you don't seem to give a shit about any of us. And so that is fine.
Well,
Phil wants John Madden.
Come quick enough. I mean, if you're going to get, just get to it.
And that's why Chris answers the way he answers, because if he gave a longer answer, there were repercussions in the Sims family would be a little bit difficult. Hey, go stand over there behind that tire. I'm going to show you how precise Dad is with throwing footballs. Boom, boom, boom. All right. So here we go. Question number three. And then you said you wanted to take a little bit. Well, you should have saved Madden for four. That would have been question number five. All right. Phil, and this one's for you, and maybe take a chill pill before you answer it. We will relax a little bit. I don't ever remember you being, this is a different side of you, which I didn't expect, but that's okay. Maybe this is your Hard Knocks version. Phil, what did your son say was your first job?
I was a paper boy.
Whoa, let's hear what he actually said there.
Delivering papers in Louisville, Kentucky.
Boom! They should have done that instead of a bing. All right. All right, same question, Bob. We're going to get to you on this one eventually. It just takes a while to set it up, and I talk about other things, and then when we finally get to it, we realize, so what did your son say was your first job? Take your time.
What did my son say was my first job?
Yeah.
I mean, you might want to just give your first job. I mean, you know.
Well,
did he work?
You know it, John. My first job was banking.
At 12 years old. Bob Wiener doing a little banking. Let's see what he actually said.
Caliendo, now you know why you only care about money.
It does make a lot of sense. Let's hear what these two guys actually said here.
He had a paper route. And that is such a cathartic. Think about it. Like, what a great way to live life. If you just had a mail route or a paper route, I mean, no one's reading the papers anymore, but if you just had, like, what a great stance. Like, you would love that government job. You get benefits. You just drive around, smoke dope, and drop people's mail off. How about that? I take the dope part out of it. Scrub that out!
I mean, here's the funny thing, that Stugatz actually thinks that Phil's his dad. I mean, that's what happened. That's what he thinks there, which explains why Phil always wants to punch people in the face, because Stugatz is his fake son.
I've never punched anybody in the face in my life. Well, maybe not.
Metaphorically, yeah. Listen, I mean, that's called backtracking. I mean, that's what you did there, Phil, was you took a 7-step drop right there. I mean, right out, got out, read the coverage, and boom. Are we ready for question number 4? We still doing Madden for 4?
No. We're going to switch that. I'll let you choose this one, okay? You got, here are your choices. John Gruden, Jim Rome, Adam Schefter, Stephen A. Smith, Lou Holtz.
Let's just go Jim Rome and make it incredible.
Awesome.
This is going to be the best number 4 that's ever been done in the history of not only Western civilization, but the entire universe. This is going to be great.
FrankPods.com.
Incredible plug. Stugatz plugging that like an old man filling his head. Plugs. Ridiculous. All right. Next up. Bob, who did your son say is the better driver? You or him?
Me for sure.
Yeah.
Let's hear what he actually said.
Oh, my dad by a mile.
How great is that? Dude just matched up with his father and admitted at the same time that he's a terrible driver when related to his father. Incredible.
Is it really
incredible? Facts to prove that this impression is that old. This impression still gets faxes. Maybe doing some mimeographing. How great is that? Purple ink on the mimeograph doing a Scantron test. Ridiculous. All right. Phil. Oh, number 4 goes to you.
What's the answer? Did he get it right or not?
He got it right. It was him by a mile. Right. Listen to the show.
Holy Christ.
What's your problem?
You're confusing me. Come on.
Well, Phil, you are dominating us right now. I believe you're up like 4-2, but I did get that answer right. I think that's what Frank is trying to do.
Oh, okay. Ask me the question there, Jimmy Romy.
Oh, geez.
Here's the thing. Knowing what you know about me, and this is not the question, this is just a little bit of filler in case anybody has an appointment to get to. Let's just get to the question instead. Change my mind. Because I realize I'm the one who's that important. Phil, who did your son say is the better driver, you or him?
Oh, let me think. This is a tough one. It's me, because he's Mr. Road Rage.
Phil, you're Mr. Phone Rage, while he's Mr. Road Rage, but let's hear what your son Chrissy actually had to say.
I think I'm the better driver.
Oh my gosh. That is ridiculous.
There was more to that answer. We're not going to play the rest of it?
No.
Apparently it's been cut, or it has
don't
long-
call me Chrissy, all right?
Don't make me come across this line and punch you in the face.
Oh, wait. My son, how could you say you're a better driver?
Well, I said that, if we're going for, like, carefulness and, like, a driving Miss Daisy type of drive, you're the better driver. But if you got to get somewhere, we want me behind the wheel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, shooting the finger at everybody, cursing everybody out, riding on the side of the road. Yeah, that's what we want.
That's what we want from Jersey, baby.
By the way, what is wrong with any of that?
Yeah, right? Sounds pretty par for the course for you and me, Stugatz.
Problem is, Chrissy thought you were talking about golf. And he plays golf the same way, yelling at the other golfers and giving them the finger.
Oh, God. Chris, remind me next
Sims,
time. Chris, next
finger
time you're on
giver.
Me, I want road rage stories from Chris Sims next time.
Oh, my God.
I got a lot of them.
Oh, good.
Stugatz, you're giving me another name so I can get another plug?
I'm going to give you another name. Frankpods.com is the website. Check it
You're
out.
Really
Frankpods. I really am. Let's go with a little Al Pacino if we could.
All right. Bob, your turn. I'm chewing fake gum. What did your son say that the two of you are most likely to argue about?
How often we see him.
Oh, no. That was a bad sound. All right. Let's hear what he actually said.
All-time NBA starting five or how bad I am at managing my money.
Wait a second. Judges? You know judges?
No.
John, I'll go with you on the all-time NBA starting five.
Okay.
But as a parent, discretion led me not to bring up managing your money. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Dad, listen to me. I love you. And next time we do this, and there will be a next time, you are on a podcast called Stupidity. Okay? Like,
there's no discretion.
There is no discretion. Okay.
I might add to that John and I have been fighting forever. And I've always changed my starting five, but I've never taken Bill Russell off of it. He's my permanent center, and John, never having seen him play, does not understand it.
Right. Well, I'm certain Phil agrees with you. Chris does not, though.
All right. Next question is for Phil. Still on number six, but we're doing the Phil side.
Yeah. Okay.
Phil, what did your son say the two of you are most likely to argue about?
I know. I don't even know what the hell I answered, Dad. I don't remember.
Bob,
we don't argue a lot.
You were in that state of mind, huh? You can't remember.
We don't argue.
Yes, he did it. Listen, Phil, remember, he did this in the car, road rage.
God. I'm going to say, I don't remember really arguing.
Yeah, we don't argue a lot.
I'm going to say money.
Wrong! Here's what he actually said.
Probably politics.
Oh, good one. Or environmental. I forgot. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was going.
Environmental politics, yes.
Something like that. We don't really see eye to eye on everything in the world. So that's really the only thing Dad and I mean, seriously, Dad, when's the last time you and I have actually been in an argument?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No. I mean, usually when I have
because you know why.
Yeah.
Why? Hey, why, Stugatz? Why?
Because you'll punch him in the face, Bill.
Right. Wait, you catch on quick. You know, you are quick. Out of the way, baby.
I'll tell you the last time I was in an argument with you guys, when I was trying to move the show along, and you were getting all sweet on each other.
FrankPods.com. Let's go John Gruden here.
I'll tell you what, Matt's going to be a good number seven right here. This is a Favre and three quarters, man.
Hey, that was me back at number three.
I don't know. Stay in your same voice. Here we go, man. Phil, what did your son say as your defining physical characteristic?
Oh, my gosh.
Keep it clean, man.
Yeah, I hear you. I know it's one of two things. I'm going to say he's going to say my ass. Dang, my legs.
Yeah. I think we know which one you're going with. You're trying for the win. Let's hear what he actually said, man.
His legs.
That's right. Got it on part two of a – I don't know if that's legal, but it sounds like in this game show.
Well, the only thing that separates them is a crack. So, you know, it should be, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know, Phil.
I'll tell you what, man, I just got the visual right there.
Yeah, there you go.
It wasn't pretty.
I'm painting a picture for you because, you know, see if you can catch on.
If a picture paints a thousand words, and I just
– Dad's legs are impressive. I mean, I'm telling you.
Clearly, he thinks his ass is more impressive, though.
Well, they kind of go back, you know, in a football, when you scout a football guy, you always talk about legs and ass. Dad and I talk about that a lot.
A lot, son. Let's don't get carried away with all that. A lot. You know, let's just don't paint a picture. We sit around and talk about guys' ass.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, man. That's Seinfeld right there, man. All right. Let's see it. Bob, what'd you say? Make as quick as you can.
My height.
What did your son say your defining physical characteristic was?
My height.
Yeah.
Let's hear what he said. You got that right.
His height.
Man.
Thought it'd surely be your mouth.
All right. Phil, you're going to punch my dad in the mouth, aren't you?
I'll tell you what, man. This is the creepiest show I've ever been a part of.
We're wrapping up round one. That wraps it up. 20-15. The Simses are ahead. They're up five. We'll put the Suns under the bright lights in just a minute. We'll be back right after this.
Hiring is challenging, but there is one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. How about that? As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 to 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Pretty amazing. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, S-T-U-P-O-D, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome back to Stooge and Daddy. Just saying, that makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm your host, the fake Morgan Freeman, also known as Frank Caliendo. We're playing today with the Sims, Phil and Chris, and the Wieners, Bob and Stugatz. And the music ran out already, which means this voice was probably the wrong one to pick. But in other ways, it's probably the right one. The Sims are ahead currently by a score of 20-5.
It's 20-15, I thought, not 20-5, Morgan. Come on.
20-15. Oh, well, sonny, I don't know if it's good to correct your elders. That might get you popped in the face sometime. Correct responses are now worth 10 points. Ooh. Which changes the game completely.
Oh, baby.
I'll just start this out right away. Question number 8. Chris, which one word did your father say best describes your personality?
Oh, gosh.
Well, he only knows 3 words, so you just guess one of them.
Temperamental.
Well, let's hear what he actually said.
Well, I want to say jerk, but I'll just say easygoing.
See, I was right. If he just went with the first thing that came to his head, jerk, temperamental, that would have been right.
Well, boy, you know, I'm trying to be nice, son. I don't know what to tell you.
What I do like is that he went with a hyphenated word. Easy, dash, going. Stugatz, which one word did your father say best describes your personality?
Oh, so many words. Cocky. Cocky would be the word.
Let's hear what he actually said.
Flaky.
Nice. That's pretty close to cocky, no?
Got the second syllable right. Key. All right. Well, I can't believe this game is still on the air.
Yeah, we can't either, but keep going. It's like you're acting, Morgan, it never ends.
Oh, my God. FrankPods.com. Check him out. FrankPods.com. Little Adam Schefter here. Adam Schefter.
Oh. According to my sources, question number 9 is about to appear in front of us. And it appears that there's a chance that in this lifetime we will eventually get to the question. But for now, everyone in association who understands what we're doing with the show will realize that I'm just vamping while I'm reading texts. And right now, Antonio Brown's feet look like they've been circumcised. That's from the show. I watched it in there. Not something I would say, but that's what he said himself. All right, so question number 9. Stugatz, what did your father say would be the one food you would eat for the rest of your life?
Mm. Wow.
Come on, John, that's easy.
So, well, I'm deciding if you went with a dish or a restaurant. So the dish would be chicken parmesan, the restaurant would be Carlo's Pizzeria. Yeah.
Let's hear what he actually said.
Oh, chicken parm.
According to my sources, that's confirmed.
John, all right. That was the easiest question. Yeah,
very good. Anybody else notice that Bob just feels the need to talk just to hear himself? Just wondering.
Where have you heard that before, Frank?
I just realized who that is.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, the chip doesn't far fall from the block. All right. Chris, what did your father say would be the one food you would eat for the rest of your life?
Gosh, Dad.
Oh, man, if you miss this, I tell you what.
Yeah, it really, I mean, okay.
It is so blatantly easy. Come on.
Gosh, I'm almost
you're neurotic, so what is one thing you're cheating? What is the one thing you always try to eat?
Dad wants to win, huh?
When do we allow clues?
I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to tell him your favorite meal. What is it?
Chicken pot pie.
Oh my God, you're awful.
He's gonna punch you in the face twice.
Oh my God.
I'm actually doing the Schefter laugh. All right, let's hear what he actually said.
Chipotle. Rice, beans, and chicken.
Damn, Dad, you're right. Shit.
But Chris, how does he know? How does he know you better than you know yourself? I mean,
well, because he knows I went through a kick where I ate Chipotle, rice, and beans like every day for lunch for 3 years straight. And now I'm not close to a Chipotle, so it's been wiped out of my brain a little bit, and I haven't had it as much, so I forgot all about it.
Wiped it out of your brain.
Damn.
But let's not skip over the fact that Phil calls it Chipotle.
What's it called?
Chipotle.
Chipotle? Okay, good. Am I wrong?
Chipotle.
Adam, get your sources straight. Let's go.
According to my sources, we need to move on to the next question.
All right, frankpods.com. I don't know if you could do an entire question as Chris Berman, but if you can, that would be delightful.
Yeah, you know, but Stugatz, you know, say what you will about how this game show is going. I'm just doing jazz scat for a couple of seconds. Okay, number 10. Chris, which Disney character did your father say that you... the most like which Disney character? You think about it for a second.
Yeah, I'm gonna think about it for a second.
Yeah, good luck on this one.
Maybe Chipotle Mouse.
I'm already thinking Pinocchio for myself.
I'm gonna go with Donald Duck on this one.
Let's hear what he actually said.
Boghorn Leghorn. I say, boy, what you doing, boy?
Is that a Disney guy, though?
No, I don't think it is. But
no, that's Warner Brothers.
Oh, Donald Duck, or, you know, is Donald Duck Disney? I don't even know.
Yeah, he is.
All right. Well, I thought about Foghorn Leghorn, you know.
That's your favorite, that's for sure. We know that.
Well, if I can't get an answer for you, I might as well talk about myself.
And guys, speaking from experience, I think I actually am Foghorn Leghorn. That's a chicken hawk. Yeah. All right. Stugatz, which Disney character did your father say that you are most like?
I mean, for Pinocchio should be the one that he chose. But I'm going to go Dopey for some reason. I don't know why. I'm trying to apply my dad's sensibilities.
Don't apologize. That's good.
The buzzer sounds. Yeah. The buzzer sounds a lot like me. Did we actually hear what he said yet? No, we did not. Let's hear what he actually said.
Goofy.
That's a good one, Dad.
That's very good.
What have we learned here today? Let me tell you. Let me explain. That we need to move on. That's what we need. I had something. I lost it in the middle of a pause. And what have we learned here today? Nothing. That's what we learned.
We've learned frankpods.com is where you check out all the geniuses' work, all the genius work of Frank Caliendo. It's frankpods.com. Can you pull one off with Lou Holtz? I don't know.
That's what we're going to do. Question number 11. That's when you look at 11, you say, that looks like an equal sign that was turned on its side there, right there. Okay, Stugatz, this just question coming for you. Where did your father say is your favorite spot to vacation?
Oh, wow. His is the couch. Wow. Mine's the couch, too. I'm going to say, like, the Pacific Coast, like that California, that area, the wine country.
Okay, I just hear what the next lesson.
I think he likes to go to Mexico for that Grateful Dead concert he always goes to every year.
God, you're right, Dad. Shit, you are right.
Dad, you don't even know your own self as much as your dad does. You look to your right at the Grateful Dead. There's Christians eating this Chipotle. That's just what we got to do. All right, Chris, this one's for you. The dad's and the son's struggling here. This is fantastic, other than the fact that nobody seems to know what the hell their kids or parents are all about. Hey, Chris, where did your father say is your favorite spot to vacation?
You all right, Lou?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Just got a little
Lou,
spit on the microphone.
You know, wipe your mouth, man. You're spitting all over yourself.
Keep it lubricated.
The Caribbean, if it gets specific, I'm going to say Barbados. Caribbean Barbados.
Oh, you're so bad.
What a f***ing idiot this kid is. Yeah. Phil's all right. I love Phil still. And then, of course, let's hear what he actually said.
St. Bart's.
Yeah. Oh,
my God. Do you feel like a dumbass again, Christopher?
Holy shit.
I didn't think you'd
flip
know.
Flip him off. Flip
I didn't know if he could remember that. I just didn't
you know. Listen, here's a Lou Holtz speech the day before the game to relax the team. Just picture Metal of Brooker's stream and let your arms melt into the carpet.
Just you know what?
I just did it.
I felt it, and it felt.
You felt
I'm moving on to question number 12. I'm just doing another one because Lou Holtz is so much fun. This one's for Chris. Chris, and great fun is your father's child, and it happens to different from you.
What?
I said it loud and clear, Chris. This is as simple as it can be. And which is your father's child that happens to different from you?
The biggest difference between...
That's not even close to what I just said.
I can't understand you, Lou.
All right, I guess that's enough of me.
Let's go. Let's have frankpods.com.
Although
Phil was pretty good, it might be philpods.com.
Phil Pods, that guy's fantastic. Phil, right. Not only is he a lover, he's a fighter.
Let's go Stephen A here.
I have to say that this incredibility is exactly what we've been looking for in everything, podcastification, the Stugazzo-orama, that is, stupidity. Here we go. Chris, in which way did your father... say that he is the happiest to be different from you? In other words, how does he differentiate himself in happiness from yourself?
Oh,
I don't remember this answer, but go ahead.
I don't. He doesn't have as big a mouth as me. Maybe not as brash as me.
That
not as honest
right.
as me.
Well, let's go to the tape response.
Right away,
and hear what
son.
He,
and go.
I'm not as neurotic as he is.
He says he's not. And the judges of in proclivity have understood that henceforth this will be known as Phil and Chris Day. I don't understand where I'm even coming from with some of this stuff. All right, so you got it right. Here we go. Stu Gotts, in which way did your father say that he's happiest to be differentiated from yourself?
Wow.
By the way, I just made $2 million. Made another $4 million just by yelling incoherently at times.
Stay off the weed.
Wait, so this is how I need the question again, please.
In which way did your father say he's the happiest to be different from you?
Not as loud as I am.
Let's hear what he has to say.
Oh,
play back.
I'm much more stable.
Dad, you're right. You are.
I don't know your father, and to God, I don't know you real well, but that was, yes, he was right.
God, that was the easiest
yes.
one.
Right. You sized us up that quickly, huh, Phil?
Yes, I did. And I have, yes.
Okay.
In the everlasting words of the video game Mortal Kombat, brutality. Question number 13. I need something for the plug.
FrankPods.com, Charles Barkley.
Oh, that's crazy. Guys, let's just get to number 13. Luck at number 13, Stugatz. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big did your father say that your ego is?
Oh, man, 100. yeah, really? Okay, good.
You know what they're giving to? Let's hear what he actually said.
11.
which is similar. It's off the charts. And yes, depending on the levels, that's very, very good because we didn't say what the rate of change was, and that makes a lot of sense. All right, Chris, on a scale of 1
to
10.
Yeah, on the Charles Barkley barometer of making sense, yes. Okay, we got that.
Oh, man. How about the Phil Sims barometer making sense? One is stable and 10 is punch you in the face, knucklehead. Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big did your father say your ego is?
I'm going to say he said 7.
That's right on the money, knucklehead. Let's hear how he actually said it.
I'm going to say 7.
That is unbelievable.
That is great, man. Hold on. Time out from the voice. How did you figure that?
First off, all transparency, I said he was a 7 on the ego scale, too. But I figured, you know, you got to have a little ego to play quarterback and be a talk radio guy and all that. So I figured he wouldn't be too nice there. I just took a shot in the dark.
That's very good.
I think you're both full of shits with your 7s, by the way. I mean,
it's not even close, Stugatz, right? They're totally off, but it's amazing that they came to the same conclusion.
I mean, have you heard your dad during the podcast?
You're right. Should have been higher.
Hey, guys, trust me. I have.
Yeah, you have.
Frank, the score is the Simses have 40, the Wieners have 35. This is the final question.
All right, well, hold on. FrankPods.com is the website. Let's finish this off with Robert Downey Jr., if we could.
All right, it's time for the bonus question. It's, of course, worth 25 points. Do me a favor. Enjoy me. Nobody is more narcissistic than me in the entire world except for maybe Phil Sims. Punch him in the face. I've got nanotech. All right, Chris. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Who'd your father say would be your phone friend if you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Ooh. All right, so who his phone, my phone friend would be?
Who did your father say?
Yes.
I've never looked at this question, to be honest with you. Other voices in Frank's head looked at it. I didn't. Who did your father say would be your phone friend if you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Who would be your being
me.
Chris Sims?
Yes. I think he said himself.
Because there's no ego there. Right?
No, I don't even remember.
Yeah, on a 7, I think that would have been 11 if he'd have answered himself. do me a favor, give me the real answer, the recorded one.
Gregory Goodman. Your friend growing up who's a genius, you dummy.
You're right, Phil. Phil, you're right. I mean, he's right, Chris.
Hey, Gregory Goodman got me through a lot of tests that I don't know I would have passed. Thank God I sat next to him in school.
Oh, my gosh. I really thought you'd get that.
Right. Well, that's why your dad chose him, Chris. I mean,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, maybe you could use your anecdotes to give your stories and your answers. Maybe that would help. If your anecdotes, after the fact, were used for your answers, you guys would be winners. Instead, you're giving Stugatz a chance to do something credible and expected. All right, Stugatz, who'd your father say would be your phone-a-friend if you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
All right. So I guess I was thinking he might say my best friend, Robert Hazen, but for the sake of the game, he has to choose my smartest friend. And my smartest friend, if I'm phoning a friend, would be Brian Tomeo. He would be the guy I would choose just simply because he's the smartest friend that I have. So Brian Tomeo.
Oh, no chance. You're wrong.
Ah, wrong. He said Gregory Goodman. Okay, no. I'd go Professor Hulk myself. All right, here we go. Play it back. Who'd he actually say?
How about we go with Dan on that?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I mean, Frank, there's also an assumption there because you know us very well. There's an assumption that me and Dan are friends. I mean,
yeah, I made that assumption.
Oh, that was great.
But I also did think of Hazen and Tomeo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but in this case, thinking doesn't help the game. In any way, shape, or form, the honesty is what makes it the best. All right, congratulations to The Sims. I think you won. I don't even check the scores. I just assume.
Matter. All I know is the Suns were absolutely – they were horrendous. My God.
I agree.
They were horrendous. You know,
I thought he was going to turn a corner.
Head, so that's all I can say. They are definitely – the new generation.
Well, who thought he was going to turn a corner?
I did. I thought he was going to actually say something nice at the end, and then I realized
no,
dummy Chris was completely wrong. There's no 7 on this. It's 777.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. That just killed me.
Tattoo, it says punch him in the face, okay?
All right. Congratulations to The Sims. That'll do it for us. Fantastic.
fantastic game. No Suns were harmed in the recording of this podcast, mostly because we've handcuffed Phil's hands together.
I got to tell you, of all the game shows I've done, this is really one of them.
Phil going to the well from the 1950s vaudeville jokes. And Chris just realizing he's going to have to deal with the repercussions. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Join us next week for another edition. This is never happening again like this. Join them next week for another edition of something that isn't Stu's Your Daddy.
Sprinting away from this as quickly as you can, I say.
Can I give one more thing about this, man? I want to just say something about Phil. I'm sorry, not Phil Simpson. I don't care about him, man. It's say something about Chris Sims. He's a tremendous podcaster. I just wish he'd have been that good of a quarterback, man.
Stupidity!
Hey, Stu Gotch, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. So when I watch you, you're doing your show tomorrow, just remember I'm shooting you the finger.
Stupidity! Stanzik, that was, listen, we did the first one with the Golics and me and my wife and Hank Azaria, and I didn't think we could do much better than that. But this was, to me, this was just as good as the one we did with Hank Azaria. Fred Caliendo was f***ing great.
That reservoir of voices that he has is incredible. He literally did like a different voice for every question. It was insane.
I owe him a promotion. FrankPods.com. Phil Sims, uber aggressive. I mean, holy shit.
Understatement.
I mean, unbelievable. I think my dad is now scared of Phil Sims. It's crazy. Stanzik, I did notice, and it's odd that I'm the one noticing this, but we went from question 4 right to question 6. What happened to 5?
I'm kind of surprised that you did notice it. We just counted wrong.
Stupidity! Please go and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star rating, leave a review, and if there are 5 stars attached to it, you can leave a question, suggestion, guest suggestion, bit suggestion, and we will address it here on Stupidity. What we did today came directly from our listeners, so we are paying attention to them if they leave a 5-star review. Like, this is what they asked for. They wanted more of my dad. They got more of my dad today. They actually, someone wanted Frank Caliendo. They got Frank Caliendo today, and they wanted more of the Stooliewood game. So we are listening. We are paying attention to you out there. So please, subscribe, rate, and review. Leave a 5-star rating, and you can ask any question you want, and we'll probably address it here on the show. I can be bought. I can be bought with 5 stars. Stupidity! All right, that was a lot of fun. Difficult to put together, a lot of moving parts. Great job, as always, by Dan Stanzik. Great job by Frank Caliendo. He was awesome. You can check out his work at frankpods.com. Our thanks to Chris and Phil Sims. Check out Chris Sims's podcast, Chris Sims Unbuttoned Podcast. Also, check him out every day, Pro Football Talk with Mike Florio. And you can check out Phil Sims's new podcast, Leave Me the F*** Alone.